Hello, I'm late this week. Apologies. This is Christian with the Cross Trails podcast. This is episode 4 now. It's lasted longer than what I thought it would. So, what next? It's been a bit hectic. So we had sort of the build up to UTMB, then obviously UTMB happened. I'm back in the country now. So we had the Dragon's Back race last week. Which was great bit of dot watching. If you're not sure, if you're not aware of the Dragon's Back race, if you don't follow me for the running side, it is a race from Conwy from at the north of Wales to Cardiff in the south of Wales. It's broken up into 6 days, usually around 50K, but they don't take the easy route. It's lots of mountains, especially day one, and I think day two is quite brutal. I've done day one as like a little recce. It's a tough day out. I mean, for me, it was fun because there was no time limits. You know, it was nothing. There was no pressure. So I really enjoyed it. But yeah, if you're racing, it's pretty hard going, especially going up across Creepgoc, I imagine. If you've got someone behind you, it's pretty scary, which is something I'll have to get used to. Because next year I'll be doing the 14 Peaks race. I'm not sure if I've mentioned this before. So on the first episode, I spoke about my friend Stephen who passed away. So me and my friend Russell. Well, my friend Russell was meant to be running the 14 Peaks race with him because it falls on Steve's birthday, and unfortunately, Steve can't be there. So I'm stepping in now, so that's going to be a great honour. And also, I've asked Mike, who's a friend of mine, he's the director, if we can carry copies of Steve's bib numbers, which will be nice. So anyway, so yeah, Creepgoc is going to be included in the 14 Peaks race. I've done Creepgoc before, but I've never done it as part of a race, so that'll be interesting. So I'll have to get on that a bit more. In my training. Back to Dragon's Back race. So yeah, that was really cool to dot watch. I had more friends than I thought doing it, or people and people I knew. So I had a few friends. One of them's my friend Emma, who smashed it. She did retire after day five, so she had really bad issues with her shins, and you know, she got timed out on day five, and then the plan was to, you know, walk into Cardiff, but she made a very good point of rather pull out now and only be injured for a month, or then walk into Cardiff and be injured for 6 months. So it's the best decision, very smart decision by her. Wouldn't have been an easy decision to make, I think, but you know, it's the best one for her. My friend Ben, he done the Hatchlim. I also know another Ben, more of who finished Dragon's Back. Obviously Simon Roberts getting second. I don't know who the first guy is. He's an American apparently, which was quite interesting. An American winning Dragon's Back race. But there we go. The Americans surprised, and this last year at UTMB, it was dominated by the Yanks. So, you know, it's just, yeah, this is, I think I definitely underestimate the Americans when it comes to running, even though they've got like an absolute mecca out there like Colorado and whatnot. So yeah, I don't know. I just always think like best mountain runners probably come from like, you know, the Alps or you know, around the more mountainous regions, but I forget how mountainous America really is. So yeah, egg on my face. Yeah, other than that, there's not much really to report. The Tour de Gantz is currently on. There's some Innovate runners out there. I won't go into that because I'll just start ranting about greenwashing. Do with that information as you will. I like to keep on Instagram as well. I like to keep so sort of like diplomatic about things. You know, obviously behind closed doors, and you know, I'll speak my opinions, but yeah, yeah, nah, I won't go into that. But saw Jack Scott's out there. He's a good lad. Really like him. Had the pleasure of meeting him. And obviously he's just an incredible runner. What he'd done at Spine was bloody impressive. So now, today is a scheduled rest day. I'm on a training plan for a 100 miler that I'm doing in December. I got my plan from Gary House, who's been everywhere on social media at the minute if you follow running. He was doing stuff with Asics at UTMB. He was doing a little thing at Dragon's Back, and now he's out there for the tour again. So he's just everywhere. He's doing really well. No, good for him. It's really cool. So I'm on his training plan at the minute for the 100 miler. And then we, I think on the 26th of October, I don't know what to do. So I've got a 50K, it says 50K race, and I don't know what to do. So usually every year for my birthday, which is in December, which is when the race is on, I do a 50K of the Sandstone Trail in Cheshire, starting for Frodsham and Whitchurch. But I'm not going to be able to do that this year because obviously I'll be racing. So it says 50K race in on October 26th. Now on October 26th, there's the Ultra Tour of Yorkshire Dales, which I quite like the look of. I think it's about 55K, but it looks good fun. But then I could also do, my Sandstone Trail race a bit earlier because I like to get people with me. I think last year I had about six, seven, eight people with me last year. Yeah, it was really good. It was really good. Started in Frodsham, started at the start Plymouth. So if you don't know Sandstone Trail, sorry, I'm just talking like you should know. It's a 50. I mean, it's about just over 55 kilometers from one town in Cheshire to the other. It's just a singular route. Really, really nice route. In the winter, it's quite brutal because there's farmers' fields, which at some points you can get up to like. I think I got up to the old boys in cold water at one point. And then yeah, it's quite dangerous on the old ankles when you've been in fields where cows have been and they've left their hoof prints. So no, it's a really cool route. It's really scenic. But the chance to do a race is pretty cool as well. So I don't know what I'm gonna do yet. So anyway, yeah, so today's a rest day. I was meant to start my training plan a few weeks ago, but obviously UTMB just sort of put a spanner in the works on that part. So I'm gonna start it tomorrow. I'm just going from what I would be doing tomorrow. I'm not starting it from scratch. I'm just so that like I'm tapering at the correct points and whatnot, doing my long runs when I should be. Because I'm ultra fit at the minute. In regards to ultra races, I'm not ultra fit, and I've recovered pretty well from UTMB, other than the virus I picked up. I'm still coughing quite a bit. My nose, so I've had a comment about my nose because I always sound like I'm blocked up. The reason behind this is because I used to love cocaine, if you don't already know. And I've got a deviated septum, and it's just one of my nostrils is just always blocked. So yeah, it's just and I've just got a really annoying nasally voice, which sounds like I've got a blocked nose all the time. So yeah, so that's the reasoning behind that. So thank you for that person pointing out one of my insecurities. It's gonna be pretty hectic now. It's all systems go in regards to training. As I spoke last week, I've got Kev. He's going to be crewing me. It's really strict on where I can have crew, so I'm gonna work that out and get logistics sorted out. I think I'm gonna get one more person. I've got two people in mind. I just need to work out who's going to be the better person. Not in regards to like skills, it's just I don't want to be an inconvenience for them. I'll sort that out nearer the time. Like I said, it's sort of like this episode's sort of like a what now, because Yeah, it's a bit like when the Olympics finished. It was sort of like there was a sort of, oh, we got no random sports to be watching with our breakfast before we go to work, or highlights to watch went on our lunch break or anything like that. So yeah, it's a bit weird now. I did watch a lot of the Paralympics actually. That was pretty cool. A lot of it was on while I was away. In case you didn't know, I've been in France. Just in case, I've not spoken about it about 1,000 times. And yeah, I watched a lot of it while I was there. Watched the opening ceremony and whatnot. Watched a few in the evenings. Watched a few bits and bobs. And I watched the closing ceremony yesterday. That was pretty cool. Yeah, I definitely think that the Paralympics is getting more publicity these days, which is awesome. Because I was sort of explaining to someone yesterday how, like, I slagged off the breakdancing for the Olympics this year. Not just Raygun, but the whole concept of, yeah, it's impressive, but the fact that they get the same medal as, a 400-meter sprinter does, it kind of feels a bit, I don't know, unjustified. I don't know how you'd explain it. But then I watched the Paralympics, and there was a guy doing it on crutches. I can't remember if he had one leg or no legs, but I just thought it was fucking impressive because he was like doing, he was breakdancing, but it was almost like he was doing the pommel horse, because he was sort of using his whole body weight on his crutches and doing sort of gymnastics almost. It was really fucking cool. And I, take my hat off to those guys because that was fucking impressive. And the archers as well, I found really, really impressive. Although one of my friends did make a comment, they've got more stability because they're sat down. Oh, that's my sat nav. I am doing this episode in my car today. Just because, again, like I said, I forgot to do it yesterday. I didn't forget, actually. That's a lie. I was just doing lots of little bits and then I got sidetracked. And yeah, not ADHD, like everyone seems to have. I do get told I have ADHD, and I haven't. I've been checked for ADHD and autism because I have some quite a lot of characteristics that you'd put with that sort of group. But I just have quite bad OCD. I got that diagnosed. So yeah. and anyway, so yeah, what we're talking about. Paralympics, so yeah, that was all cool. Someone saying there's stability, but no, that's bullshit. It's fucking impressive what they do. Yeah, so races now, I'm not doing anything. Maybe might do that 50 Ultra Tour of Yorkshire, I'm not too sure yet. I'll be definitely doing something on that date, obviously. So I don't know. I don't know yet. I might put it on to a vote on Instagram because, as well, fingers with the Ultra Tour of Yorkshire. So I'm on Ancestry because there's my family are dodgy as fuck, right? So again, if you don't really follow my posts on Instagram, you might not know. I'm from a gypsy family, Roma. So there's a lot of family I don't know about. One of them actually, which was oh fuck, what was her name? A Amy, a girl called Amy was following me for quite a while on Instagram. I followed her back, and then it turns out me and her husband are related. We're like fourth cousins or something, which is a bit mad. He's from the Roma side as well. So yeah. So anyway, so. Sorry, I'm digressing. So anyway, so yeah, doing this thing and on Ancestry, on your DNA thing, it shows you people who you may be related, who you are related to and whatnot. It has new people. So I was just looking on the new people just in case there's anyone like close relation, and saw this girl and I recognized the top she was wearing, and it was a gym that my friend also goes to in Yorkshire. I think it's CrossFit gym. Anyway, so I messaged her. She said, "Oh, you go to this gym? My friend Rachel does as well." And she's like, "Oh, fuck yeah, I know Rachel." And like, we're distant cousins. And then, yeah, anyway, we got chatting because obviously we've immediately got like something in common in regards to fitness, because not a lot of people in my family are fit apart from my dad. My dad used to be a gym, what's it called? PT. He was a PT before he was a jockey and everything. He was a PT. So yeah, other than that, and my granddad was pretty fit. He used to do like, on my mum's side, he used to do, like strongman competitions and stuff. But I mean, that was it as far as I know. It was like them two. So on both sides, like, yeah, but, not, there's not much else. The rest of my family are quite stagnant. Horrible word to use, but that's the only word I can think of. So yeah, anyway, just got talking, and then so yeah, she lives in Yorkshire. So I was thinking, oh shit, right, if we go in Yorkshire, shit, do you want to meet up? And it'd just be really cool because she, she's got a dog, I've got a dog. We'll just be able to just hang out after and before my race. So yeah, that is pulling me towards to go for the race. But then also I am thinking, should I just do a 50K route by me? Because the Sandstone Trail route is just such a nice tradition for me. I mean, it's only a couple of years old tradition, but still, I just like that it's a tradition. Obviously, with it not being able to be upheld this year for on the usual date, I'm thinking, should I just do it on the 26th? So yeah, I don't know yet. And also there's the Coast to Summit, Sea to Summit route on the Offa's Dyke Way, which I quite like. I've done it before. As part of it was an actual race, and yeah, so yeah, I wouldn't mind just doing it as like, just a chilled, just fuck about and run for 30 miles or whatever. Yeah, we'll see. I don't know yet. So like I said, if you follow me on Instagram, I might put it up there. And as well, it depends how many people I get to do the Sandstone Trail with me. I did put up a reel last time, and loads of people, oh, I want to come next time, I want to come next time. So yeah, maybe we'll see. Yeah, who knows? But anyway, 100 mile race in the middle of December, that's gonna be brutal, I think. I hope not. I don't know. So part of me likes it's like, oh, I hope it snows, I hope it, get some really cool race photos and whatnot. But then a part of me is like, oh, I hope we have quite a mild winter. So yeah, I don't oh yeah, it's one of them, because I do better in the cold than the heat. I think I might have touched on that before. Yeah, I much prefer the cold, because I can just wrap up in layers. I mean, I do have Raynards, which has got better actually since I've started running. I still get it in my fingers. Yeah, usually my ring finger gets the worst, my right ring finger. Yeah, usually gets it the worst. But yeah, well, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what the weather's like, and hopefully, I mean, I will have some good crew, because I'll definitely at least have Kev, and then have someone else. I do have someone in particular in mind. And I think they'll really work well together. And it's just annoying because it has to be so strict on where they can and can't go, which is just annoying. So yeah, I mean, there's not much else for me. This weekend, is the GB Ultra Snowdon. I know a few people doing the 50 and 100, so good luck to them, and good luck to you if you're doing it. It's a good race. I've done the 50. Yeah, it's good. I mean, the route's changed since I've done it, so I don't know exactly what it's like now. When I done it, you had to go up Peniel Wynn, up the direct route, and it was pretty brutal, because you'd already done, I think it was like the halfway point. Yeah, it was the halfway point, so you'd already done like a marathon, and then you got to fucking go up like scree up Peniel Wynn. So yeah, no, it's pretty brutal. But yeah, no, the new route looks cool. And like I said, I know a few people doing it. So, oh, are we still recording? Yeah, we're still recording. So yeah, I know a few people doing it. Yeah, good luck to them. I don't know what else is happening. I do have a race calendar, and I know, oh, I know a couple of lads doing the Copenhagen half marathon next week as well. Is it? No, it's this weekend, I think. What date are we on? Yeah, I'm on, yeah. So it's this weekend. So yeah, Andrew Ashworth, Neil Tasker, and Neil Norris—they're all doing that. So they're a group of lads I originally met when I ran with the Kilometer Club. Really, really good bunch of lads. Yeah, and they're all doing that. So good luck to them. And yeah, there's like I said, there's not much else for me. Done a little run with my current run club at the minute. Yesterday, just a very chilled, very, very chilled, like 4.5K. Got a coffee afterwards, you know, just chilled out. It was nice. Because I've not been feeling great, it was just nice to sort of test out how I am running. Because they say, you know, anything below neck wise illness, then you shouldn't go out. But because I don't really know, it's on my chest, so I don't know. This last cough feels like it's just sitting on my chest. But yeah, done it at a nice chill pace, what I'd consider an easy pace. So yeah. I don't know what I've got on my, let's have a look. What have I got on my plan for tomorrow? My plan is, oh, calendar. There we go. What are we on? 10th. Oh, intervals tomorrow. Oh, I don't fancy that at all, but yeah, we'll see. We'll have some fun, I'm sure. Yeah, so I mean, I've been waffling on for 22 minutes now. I'm going to try and get someone on, maybe not next week because it's a bit short notice, but maybe the week after. It might be someone in the running world. It might be someone who's not at all. Who knows? I don't know yet. Just depends what I'm doing and who I'm with. So I'm just distracted now because someone's having an absolute meltdown outside the office. Corporate life, eh? Anyway, cool. Leave it at that. Don't want to waffle on too long. I would like to keep like these podcasts at like a certain like time frame, you know, like they're all like consistently like 20 minutes or half an hour or something, but like, I was looking at them the other day and like one's like 50. I think one's like 10 minutes, one's like 22 minutes, one's half an hour. This one's going on 23 minutes now, and I'm probably going to waffle on for a bit longer. So, yeah, so no, I think you know, practice makes perfect, doesn't it? And I'm still quite new to this, 4 episodes in. I'm really, really pleased with everyone's feedback as well. Yeah, I had someone, Katie. Told me the other day she binged the episodes and you know it was like quite raw, which is great. It's what I'm going for. I don't want this to be polished. I don't want it to sound scripted, which is why I'm umming and ahhing a lot quite because I'm just going off the cuff. I don't want to sound like I'm just reading off something. And again, when I have people, I'm not really gonna do my research or take notes. I'd like to, you know what I know of them already, and then them tell me about stuff via questions. So yeah, there's no point me knowing stuff about them and then just getting them to relay the information because that's not what I'm doing this podcast for. So yeah, so cool. Just double checking. Just hang on, let me pause this for 1 second. I just need a quick thing, make sure there's nothing else before I sign off. No, I think that's it. That's it. It's a typical in limbo sort of podcast because it's sort of in between things going on. So yeah, it's quite a it's a filler episode. So yeah. Yeah, cool. Yeah, I hope you've had a good week. I hope this week goes well for you as well. And I will natter on again next week. I will be releasing it on Monday this time, as I want to. Like I said, this week's just, yeah, yesterday just got went past me. So yeah, we'll sort that. We'll get it sorted. We'll have consistency back. All right, bye.